Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Hello and welcome everyone to Lizzie T Radio Show. We are having a special show this evening. It's not the weekend, but it's okay because I have brought and I am honored and privileged to have this guest with us tonight. This is a fellow that I've actually been following for a very, very long time. I met him way back when I was doing Toastmaster. And yes, his name is Saeed Danish Ahmed, and I call him Danish, as everybody else called him, and he is an albino and legally blind Pakistan immigrant who arrived in Canada with his family at the age of 4. And he actually overcame many challenges. I mean, you guys assume that with being legally blind, that's a challenge in itself, but he says he had other challenges as well. And it was until he did an amazing turnaround at the age of 14 and became a motivational commercial and informationalist speaker. And I have him on the line. Thank you so much for calling in, Danish. How are you this evening?
I am on top of the world, having the time of my life. Thanks for putting this on, Lizzie.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And like I said, it's an honor to have somebody like yourself calling in to my humble radio show. And this is great. I cannot believe it. And I honestly have been following you for a while. And I was telling you before the show, you were one of the first ones that evaluated my very first speech, and I thank you for that because you gave me so much constructive criticism, then so much that I had to improve, and I'm still improving, so thank you so much. And I don't want to take a lot of your precious time, but I know that you've done so many things in your life. You overcome so many things, and you've realized, when did you actually realize, and by the way, I know you're an author, you're a public speaker, you're a motivational speaker, you're a consultant. What else do you do? What don't you do?
I love living life to the maximum. So every time I'm given an opportunity to try something, I've always had this opportunity. Well, not always, but ever since 14, since my turnaround, I've had this new attitude of why not? Why not take it on? Why not try a challenge? Why not experience something new? Because that's what life is all about. And so that's why I've done so much, is because I say yes to everything.
And I can see that. And when did you realize? So basically at the age of 14, I said enough is enough. And then is that when you realized that you wanted to become who you are right now?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know exactly who I wanted to become, but what I learned was there's such a powerful distinction in how I thought. So the way I thought before were I was given some circumstance in life, like there was an opportunity to go to a particular computer program. For example, and in the past, before the age of 14, I'd be like, oh, I can't afford that. Or, oh, they won't allow me to go in. My mind would think of some reason not to do it, and I would use that to justify not doing it. Whereas after the age of 14, all I did was a slight shift in language. So rather than saying I can't afford that, it became a question. How can I afford that? How can I get there? What can I do to make that possible? And then all of a sudden, instead of making a judgment, I came from a perspective of curiosity and inquiry and said, well, what does it take to make that happen? And the mind comes up with an answer, especially after persistence and commitment of asking the question over and over again, not just once, but making it a habit. And as it becomes a habit, then you have a life where you just do everything like I've did, and you come to a point like I have right now.
Wow, it's amazing. I always so love hearing you. And what I got from this, and listeners, this is very important for us because this is what this show is about. And this is why I do this show, because not only I learn from it, but I get so much from people like yourself that have changed their ways, and that it's the very first thing what I got is how can I do this? Not when or all the negativity, but how. And then basically put your mind into what you want to do. This is great. And you have published unbelievably amount of books. So how many books do you have right now?
Well, I have one that's everywhere on the internet and around the world, and lots of bookstores. And then I published another, and was working on a third. And I write all the time. I mean, what I love is, and what I think what's more practical for people today in their busy life. I mean, a book is really an old medium. Not that it's bad, or just it's been around for a very long time. And today we live like an ADD culture where people need to digest things in small nuggets. We live like in a microwave society. So getting through a book takes a big commitment based on this culture for a lot of people. And rather than trying to change people's habits of reading books, I thought, why not give them smaller nuggets? I mean, my first book was designed that way because every chapter was only 2 pages long, because I wanted people to finish the first chapter and feel good about finishing something rather than putting the book down because it was too long and complicated. So every week I come out with an article that I write that's only about 6 to 9 paragraphs, which is inspiring, which people can get for free on the internet. And that way they can read it in their downtime. They can read it while they're waiting in a lineup, while they're waiting for an appointment, waiting to meet somebody. That's the time that they have, and that's the time they can use 2 or 3 minutes to read something quickly and get that pick-me-up, that burst of inspiration that will get them through, some of the circumstances of their day.
So 3 books. And I read your blogs, and you pretty much, the way you write your blogs is the way you write your book. And I will be pretty bold to say that I would doubt it if you were one of the first one to actually come up with the term or the concept of the idea of e-books, because I've been following a lot of people, and since you did what you did, I think a lot of people follow after that with the famous term e-book. But I think, I don't know if I'm being bold, but I think you probably started this. Go ahead.
Oh, well, you just trigger things in my mind. I don't know if I was the first, but I was certainly on the leading edge, because I had the advantage and the vision of knowing that technology was going to take more of a part in our commerce and our daily living because of the internet, and to see that and to leverage that, I just took action. I saw this opportunity of, hey, rather than dealing with a publisher and all those challenges of the old paradigm, there's this new paradigm emerging. When I started, it was brand new. And it was more risky because it was more brand new. And I took the risk, and I got burned a couple of times. But I learned from it, and I got so much value because I was there. I was one of the first ones. Now people like yourself see me as being one of the visionaries, and that's exactly how it happens.
And it did. I'm so sure of it. And I'm going to take a very, very brief break for our sponsors, and I'll be right back with Danish Ahmed. This is Liz T, your host.
Visit www.jandltphotography.com. That's jandltphotography.com. For any event, have your photo session at J&LT Photography. Do you know why? Because J&LT is passionate about capturing and preserving images we all value most. Images of love, devotion, self-reflection, self-projection, joy, tradition, festivity, wonder, and infinitely more. J&LT Photography are a husband-wife photo team with more than 30 years of experience and innovation in creative imagery production. They offer practical and budget-oriented photography for contemporary lifestyles and families. Book your wedding, boudoir, model photo session, Valentine's, events, commercial photography, and much, much more at jandltphotography.com. So contact John or Liz at 647-955-0298 in Toronto and look at a sample of their work on jandltphotography.com. That's www.jandltphotography.com.
Also find them on Facebook.
And we're back, and this is your host, Lizzie T, with your show, Lizzie T Radio Show. And we have Saeed Danish Hamid, and an amazing person. I can't get enough of him. And he has so much to share and so much to tell us. And unfortunately, the time, it doesn't allow, because I'd love to talk to you forever. But definitely, there was one question that I wanted to ask you. You were the creator, co-creator of many, many movies, Our World and many others that were translated into 15 languages. I've seen the videos and I've shared it around. And this had been seen by millions of people across the 112 countries. How was that? Like, how was that experience, Danish?
It was so cool. It was great to have a vision and then see it manifest before our eyes, and then have testimonials from people from all over the world sending us feedback, sending us emails saying, wow, not only did they were telling us that they saw the movie and were inspired, but I had people saying that they created or renewed relationships because of it, that they, in some cases, decided to end relationships because of it, but in a good way, relationships that needed ending. And so, and there's ministers who wrote to me saying that they were showing it in their congregation at church or spiritual communities. It was distributed through the Spiritual Cinema Circle. So,
I think this movie, those movies are still have an impact in our society. You have no idea how many times I've seen it. I do myself speak Spanish, Portuguese, French, and I've seen it in all those languages and many others. So, oh, here it is again.
Well, because of the internet, it has a consciousness, because there's actually people sharing it every day. About 30 to 100 people every single day see the movie because people don't stop sharing it. I will die, and the movie will probably, as long as the internet is alive with electricity, that movie will be being shared.
And I am sure of that as well. I am so sure. And What advice, Danish, would you give to somebody that is on the road and they're seeing themselves, to an end road or with challenges? I mean, you're the first one to speak. You're legally blind and you've overcome so much. And people that are, I've constantly speak to people that are, they want to do something in their life, but they don't know how. What advice would you recommend, would you give to someone that is listening right now?
To continue and take action, keep taking action over and over again. That's the best way to simplify it. So many times people know what to do, but they don't do what they know. And that's because no matter how easy it is to do something, it's always easier not to do it. So we stay in our minds and intellectualize, and we know what to do. It's not the knowing. It's the taking the consistent action, and consistent over a period of time. Again, most people give up things in a week or 2 weeks or even 2 years when really good, awesome things like relationships, for example, or health take many years of practice and execution and work. And most people get frustrated too easily. And rather than getting frustrated, get fascinated. Inquire instead of prejudge, and realize that there's learning and growth and opportunity in the challenge, and that life is about challenges. And that if there wasn't any challenge, you'd be bored. So really embrace adversity in a way to realize that your disadvantages are your advantages, and by seeing them as such, you transform them. So use whatever's not working not as an excuse, but as a reason to have conviction in your faith and to fulfill a destiny that you know you deserve.
Oh, wise words. Wise words. And what I took from this, I mean, there was so much that you said, but three things that really resonated with me: take action, get fascinated. Love that. Do you don't mind if I quote you?
Get fascinated. I feel like I'm Tony
Robbins. There you go. Get fascinated and embrace your challenge. Those are three things that our listeners that are listening right now, if you take anything from this interview, Those are the three important things that we it should keep us going with our challenges, with our businesses, and with everything that we do in life. And last but not least, I just wanted to make sure that if anybody is looking to contact you or to call you for any event, they could reach you at, if you don't mind giving your information, Danish.
Sure. The best way is to go to my website, www.ordinarywords.com. That's www.ordinarywords.com. And that way you'll see all the different ways you can connect with me, because you can connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever medium that works for you. And if you want to be part of our community, you can see some of the events that we have, our webinars, or be involved in our new personal development app, or just contact me through my phone number or email there.
Fantastic. And great, great interview. And I'm really, really thankful for you to be able to spare, and it's going a little bit more than over 15 minutes, but it's so worth it. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for being part of this. You're an amazing person. I wish you the best. I know you're doing great. And any last words?
Well, I really appreciate it. I love doing it. And thank you for doing what you do so that we could co-create this together.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Have a great evening.
Night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And there you have it, folks, the amazing Danish. And he is an author, a public speaker, a motivational speaker, a writer. And I'm not bragging. I'm just definitely telling what it is. He is an amazing person. I'm very proud and honored to be able to have interviewed him. And if you have any ideas of a show that you want us to talk about, your business or your career or your event that you have coming up, please send us a note at and I'm really sorry, this is, the email should be info@johnliz.com, and like us on Facebook at Liz T Radio Show. This is your host, Liz. It's been a fantastic evening, and make it a great day.
Lizzy T Radio Show.
Visit www.jandltphotography.com. That's jandltphotography.com. For any event, have your photo session at J and LT Photography. Do you know why? Because J and LT is passionate about capturing and preserving images we all value most. Images of love, devotion, self-reflection, self-projection, joy, tradition, festivity, wonder, and infinitely more. J and LT Photography are a husband-wife photo team with more than 30 years of experience and innovation in creative imagery production. They offer practical and budget-oriented photography for contemporary lifestyles and families. Book your wedding, boudoir, model photo session, Valentine's, events, commercial photography, and much, much more at jandltphotography.com. So contact John or Liz at 647-955-0298 in Toronto, and look at a sample of their work on jandltphotography.com. That's www.jandltphotography.com.
Also find them on Facebook.